Good morning, all. So we're up to the beginning of Perek Beis and Shkalim over here. So it's a little complicated, so we'll do it as slowly as possible until we could all understand every part of it. But so Mishnah Aleph begins as follows: Mitzarf and Shkalim Lidarkonos Mifnei Masoi Haderech. So we've been speaking so far about the situation in which people in the city of Yerushalayim would go up to the Temple Mount to go bring their shkalim, right, to give their machzis shekel. However, the problem is, right, let's say you don't live in the Yerushalayim area, you live quite far from it, so what are you going to do? So you say, oh, why is everyone being so lazy? Just go trek down to Yerushalayim and give your machzis shekel. The problem is, right, because you're going to be going there in just another month and a half, right, because you're going to go for Pesach, so to make a person go back and forth, that's insane. That wouldn't make any sense, especially to give a little coin and then go back. That's a little hard to expect from people. So what they used to do was they used to collect money from the town, and they used to send like a package. They send a UPS package from up north all the way down to Yerushalayim, let's say. So what would they do? So all the townspeople, Mitzarf and Shkalim, everyone would get all of their Shkalim together, and they would change it LeDarkonos Mipnei Masoy Derech. They would change it to what we call Darkonos, which was a sort of a gold coin, which is obviously worth more, so that it would be not as burdensome for the to carry. Basically, the way it works is that one Darkon equals four machzis shekels, and so essentially, if you have, let's say, 400 machzis shekels, so instead of carrying 400 of these silver coins, then all you have to do is carry 100 of these gold coins. So it would make the burden a little bit easier. So that's what they used to do. Now, kishem shayu shofaros b'mikdash. So there were what the Mishnah calls shofaros. Shofaros over here is used to refer to. It's the word shofar, but it's used over here to refer to chests, to collection, like tzedakah boxes, basically, in the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason why they're called shofaros is because they were actually shaped like a shofar. The bottom was sort of like large, and it would go and sort of like curve up into a more narrow top so that no one could go in and take any money. So kashem shayu shofaros b'mikdash, just like there were these shofaros, these collection chests in the Beis HaMikdash, kachi shofaros b'medina, there were also more shofaros that were outside of the Mikdash and in the rest of the city of Yerushalayim to make it sort of easy for people to give money to these boxes. You didn't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. Anywhere in Jerusalem, in theory, you'd be able to do it. Bnei Ya'ir, Sheshalchu, Es Shikleim, V'nignavu, Oshavdu. Now, we have a following difficult situation. Let's say I gave my money to this messenger. I live up north, and there's this guy who's going to bring down all the shkalim for the town to Yerushalayim. So let's say the people of the town sent their shkalim, but what happened? The messenger either stolen from him, or he lost them. So in that situation, so the first thing he has to do is that he has to swear to whoever the owner of these shkalim was that it wasn't because of negligence, that it just happened. Now, the question is, who are the owners of the shkalim? And you think, oh, it's so simple. Whoever gave him the shkalim. It's not so simple, because imnis rima hatruma nishban lagizbarim. Because if once the people give the shkalim to the messenger, then they are considered essentially as having been given to the mikdash already. And if they've already been given to the mikdash, then that means the mikdash is the real owner. Only under the following circumstance: when my money was given to the messenger, and in that period of time, once my money was already given to the messenger, there was already a withdrawal made from the actual funds. So I give my money to the messenger, and then, let's say, a day later, while he's traveling, someone in the Beis HaMikdash takes funds out of the Machzis HaShekel fund. In that situation, it's considered that I have given my Machzis HaShekel already to the Beis HaMikdash. So in this situation, in this drama, if there was a truma, if there was a portion taken from this fund, HaTruma Nishban LaGizbarim, then he has to swear to the Gizbarim, to the temple treasurers, because they are the real owners of the Machzis HaShekel at this point. He has to swear to them that he was not negligent. But if not, if the truma was not taken, then Nishban Livnei Ha'ir, then he has to swear to the people of the city, because they were the real owners. And then at that point, Livnei Ha'ir Shokum Tachti, and the people of the city actually have to then contribute another shekel in that place, another Machzis HaShekel. Let's say Nimtu Oshe Chazirim Haganavim. Let's say they found the missing shkalim after they already gave the new Machzis HaShekel, or the thieves, Ritzer decided out of the kindness of their heart, they realized they didn't want to be thieves anymore, so they returned the machzis shekels that they stole, ilu ve'ilu shkalim. In each of these situations, both the first shkalim that they gave and the second shkalim that they gave are considered machzis shekel. They both are considered consecrated to the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'in olin lahem l'shana haba. And you think, oh, so maybe I get out of it for next year. No, you have to give two for this year essentially at the end, and then you have to give again for next year as well. All right, that brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, tomorrow we'll continue.